Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nicole Hall is here too, ladies and gentlemen, because she's Editor-in-Chief of the Smart Borrower Center at LendingTree.com, and she's a financial expert. She's here to talk to us about how you and I can get our finances fiscally, not physically, but fiscally, fit in 2009. She's our new friend. Nicole Hall, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's always a pleasure. 2009, I've been saying for a while now, Nicole, that 2009 is the year that we begin to pay for all the excesses of the past, especially the meltdown of 2008. You know, we had a lot of shock in 2008, but 2009 is the year that we begin to pay for all that. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, you're absolutely right. 2008 was a wake-up call for a lot of people, and that's why, you know, in 2009, it's really important for consumers to start fresh and just start getting their finances in order. You know, it looks like the economy is going to be rocky for some time ahead, so it's important to prepare for that and to kind of take steps now to get control of your finances.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things that I've been saying for a while now for small businesses, Nicole, is that in 2009, there's no shame in just surviving. In fact, the attitude, what I'm calling the 2009 small business attitude, is I'm going to win by surviving. What about personal finances? What do you think about that for those folks too?
Same thing goes for personal finances. You know, you want to get by. Like, maybe you're not going to earn quite as much on some of your investments, but that's why this year it's a good idea to kind of take control on the most basic level. So do things like save for retirement, pay down debt, start building that emergency fund if you haven't already, and improve your credit score. That's something that you just can't emphasize too much in today's economy.
How do we do some of those things? Let's start with the credit score thing. What do we do? I mean, credit score is like a long, long train with a lot of different cars on it, and if you've got a bad hit on your credit rating, it can hang around with you for a long time. How do you clean something like that up?
Absolutely. You know, your credit score is the key to your financial well-being. It's going to affect the price that you pay for loans, insurance, credit cards, anything. So a great score could save you thousands over the life of the loan. But you're right. If you have a low score, that means you could be paying a lot more. So to improve your credit, essentially, it's really simple things. So it's things like paying your bills on time. Don't make late payments. You know, your credit score looks at your payment history, so you want to make sure that that's nice and clean. You also want to make sure you keep your balances low. Your credit score looks at what's called your credit utilization. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you're not utilizing more than 30%.
If you're always maxed out, even if you're current, but you're always maxed out, that's a hit on your credit score.
Exactly, that's a hit on your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at paying down those maxed out credit cards, and hopefully, you know, of course, with any credit card, the goal is not to carry a balance. But if you are carrying a balance, make sure it's less than 30%.
You know, a lot of times I think people look at when a payment is due. Let's say it's due on the 15th, but it's not late till the 21st, let's say. And when they see that, they think, okay, the due date is the 21st. When the truth is they had the same money on the 15th as they had on the 21st, go ahead and make the payment, because making it on time rather than late is better, isn't it? And plus the fact that you won't accidentally miss the 21st.
Right. You know, you're sort of treading on thin ice if you decide to play that game, you know, because unfortunately, if that payment is late, then you're going to be hit. You could be hit with a hefty late fee, which is going to cost you money. You know, you don't want to give credit card issuers any excuse to raise your interest rates right now. You know, everybody is sort of tightening their belts and reassessing risk right now. So if you do miss just one payment, a credit card issuer may jack up your interest rate plus charge you a late fee. So you don't want to take any chances.
What about, speaking of those fees, what about, can you talk to us a little bit about contacting the card issuer about how to negotiate the fees down? Do we have an opportunity to do that?
Absolutely. You know, you're going to have a better opportunity if you are a customer that's in good standing, you know, you have a good credit score, and you're a long-time customer. So if you are all those, you're going to have sort of just better leverage and better kind of negotiating power. But it's absolutely worth it to give your credit card company a call. Try to negotiate a lower rate. You know, if you did accidentally miss one payment and you but you have a long history of on-time payments, then a credit card is probably going to be more lenient with you to take off that late fee or hopefully even to give you a lower interest rate. It's always worth a phone call.
Can I make the presumption that if you don't call them, they're not going to do anything on their own, but if you call them and reason with them, you got a shot?
Absolutely. You know, the credit card is never going to volunteer to save you money. So go ahead and make that phone call.
What about with other creditors? What about the mortgage company? Should whoever I have the mortgage with or the automobile loan, should we contact people that like that and say, look, you know, I'm trying to make sure I survive this year and I want to make sure I stay as a good customer of yours. What can you do for me? What about that? Is that a percentage play?
Absolutely. It's always a good idea to do that. And in fact, you know, for any of your financial services, it's important to kind of stay informed about the status of all your different products, your mortgage, your insurance, your credit cards, and also to shop around to make sure that you're getting the best rate. Don't just take for granted that you have the best product that's out there. For your mortgage, for example, you know, right now interest rates are at historic lows. We're seeing, you know, 5.5%
Right, for 30 years, right?
For 30 years,
yeah.
Exactly. So that's really, you know, there's an opportunity for cost savings there for a lot of people. So it's worthwhile to sort of dust off your mortgage documents, look at what type of loan you have today, you know, the interest rate that you're paying, and contact your current lender and see if you may be able to refinance with your current lender down to a lower rate. Or
Nicole,
use a site like LendingTree and, you know, compare offers from multiple lenders.
Hold on to that thought, Nicole. Give us the website, please.
It's LendingTree.com.
LendingTree.com. Nicole Hall is our guest. She and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. We've got a lot more to come. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. One of my favorite bands. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you'll go there, that's the mothership. Just go there. From there, you can find my blog, which we post to. I post something there just about every day. Not every day, but usually at least 6 or 7 or 8 posts a week. And I think you'll like it. And also, don't forget that you can find from the smallbusinessadvocate.com site, you can find our knowledge base, askjim.biz. And you can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. And all the other things that we do here, all the other offerings that we make available to you for free, like the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members and lots of stuff there to help you with your small business. Nicole Hall is our guest. Nicole is editor-in-chief of Smart Borrower Center at LendingTree.com, and we're talking about how to get yourself fiscally, F-I-S-C-A-L-L-Y, fit in the new year, and we're talking about some different things you can do. Nicole, you mentioned earlier about starting a savings program. Now, Americans have been notorious for years not being very good savers. We're good spenders, but we're not very good savers. Would you agree with that assessment there, Nicole?
I would actually, I would definitely agree with that. You know, the national savings rate today is only around 1-2%, and in 2005 it was actually negative.
Negative.
That means Americans were spending more than they earned.
We like our stuff, don't we?
We certainly do.
And so, how do we turn that around? Because this is not just a mechanical thing, Nicole. This is a cultural thing we've got to deal with. How do we fix that?
It absolutely is. Well, you know, I think it starts individually, right? It's up to every person to kind of manage their own balance sheet and to make sure that they're saving. So, you know, and saving can be rather difficult. Sometimes people just don't know where to start, especially if they're struggling with credit card debt. You know, they only have so much money coming in. They do have sort of expenses just to live on. So the first thing I recommend is make sure you're saving for retirement first. The sooner you start, the more time your money is going to have to grow. And then after you make sure you're saving for retirement, pay down your debt. That high interest rate debt can really destroy any budget. Mm-hmm. You got to stop digging the hole right now. You got to stop charging on those credit cards, and you need to start making, you know, automated payments as much as you can to pay down that debt. Then, once you've got that debt under control, when you're getting stuck with those high interest rates, then start building that emergency savings fund. Having an emergency savings fund is going to prevent you from having to rack up debt on your credit cards. You're just going to have a cushion to go to in case of an emergency.
Exactly. Well said. And now, do you recommend that the savings plan and the retirement plan be the same thing, or do you recommend having a retirement plan, especially if you're just getting started out, plus a savings plan, two different piles of money, so to speak? One's for a rainy day and
money, because essentially the goal for each of those accounts is going to be different. Your retirement plan should be something that, you know, you don't touch. That's far off in the horizon, for a lot of people, far off in the horizon. But your other savings account, you should have a savings account that's easily accessible. So an account that you can access in case there is an emergency.
A rainy day fund.
Withdraw money for car repairs or whatever you may need it for.
Yeah, the proverbial rainy day fund. Let's move over and talk about, buying a house or a car, some big ticket item in your future. I mean, even though there are people losing their houses this year, unfortunately, there are some people who actually want to buy a house this year. What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, you're right. You know, despite sort of the doom and gloom that we're hearing about the housing market, it actually, you know, could be a fantastic time to buy a home right now. Housing prices in a lot of markets in the country have dropped. Mortgage rates, like I said earlier, are at an all-time low, around 5%. So for a lot of people, it may be a really good time to buy a home. Now, that's not necessarily true for everybody. It's really important before you buy to take a look at your personal situation. You know, don't look for a quick turnaround. Home prices may take a long time to rebound. So if you're going to buy a home, make sure that you're going to be ready to stay in that house for 3 to 5 years at the very minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And
you really need to know where the market is in your area too, right? So you don't pay too much. You don't want to buy a house if the values, if you're some part of parts of the state, the values are still dropping on houses. You don't want to catch it in the middle if you don't have to.
Right, exactly. You know, a realtor is going to be able to give you kind of the best assessment of what's going on in your current market. But keep in mind that if you're, like I said earlier, if you're not looking for a quick turnaround, so if you are planning to stay in the house for 3 to 5 years, that should give you enough time to sort of ride out any fluctuations in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that the home you buy is something that you can truly afford.
So that,
you know, if you lose a job or something, you're still going to be able to make your monthly mortgage payment.
In a time, in 2009, am I correct in saying not only are you going to, is there a lot of opportunity to negotiate for whatever you're buying, for the price of whatever you're buying, but also negotiate a really good deal on the financing of that? You should be able to do that too, shouldn't you, Nicole?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with the economy the way it is today, you know, you're really in the driver's seat. Companies want your business.
Nicole, so I got to wrap it.
It's
LendingTree.com, right, Nicole?
Services product.
Nicole, I got to wrap it up. I'll see you later. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.